Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you. Lord, bless. good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace, CDC. So glad you have stopped by. Before we start our broadcast, let's say a few words of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for each and every person that have tuned in and will tune in later by archive. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for waking us up this morning to see a brand new day that we have never seen before. We thank you for the joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you that we can trust in you, dear Heavenly Father, when we can't trust in no one else, dear Heavenly Father. We come to give you glory. We come to give you praise. And as I go forth today on this broadcast, move me out of the way, dear Heavenly Father, and let the Holy Ghost use me on this broadcast for this topic today, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. I come to give you the praise today and give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and thank God. Today, our topic is start eliminating all excuses for 2021. If a habit is controlling you, you will not enjoy the best that God offered you. Do not make excuses for bondage that they see to have a hold on you. Deny an excuse will keep you from enjoying your life, for the Lord your God walks in the midst. God will anoint you to do what he called you to do. Move forward. Call, keep us. God may assign you a task, but his call keeps you from going when you don't want to go. That's an excuse. And are you ready to quit? That's an excuse. We are skillful at the art of making excuses. In Christian world, we can find all sort of excuses not to obey. And four of my tag words you will hear throughout the broadcast this morning is release, relieve, defend, and justify. Those words again is release, relieve, defend, and justify. You know, as I was thinking about that last week when I came up with this topic, 2021 have come in, 2020 is gone. But how many of you all out there in computer land, telephone land, always make an excuse? You got an excuse for everything. We should not be making excuses because they usually lead to sin in your life. You will always hear excuses like, no one is perfect. How many times have you heard that cliche? From someone who wants to justify that word justify, and rebel towards God's word. You know, how about I don't want to go to church or become a Christian because there are too many hypocrites. There are hypocrites everywhere you go in life. You don't accept Christ for others. You do it for yourself. That's an excuse right there. You are responsible for your own salvation. Another way you can make excuses is by being afraid to do God's will. How many of you out there, God have already told you before 2021 come in what he wants you to do? But you procrastinate and you give an excuse why you don't do it. If you are sure that God told you to do something, don't be afraid to do it because he is by your side. If that is truly his will for your life, it will be accomplished. Always examine yourself and ask yourself this question. Am I making an excuse? You know, don't give in to excuses that keep you from really living the best life God has for you. Be stronger than your excuse. I remember reading about Benjamin Franklin say, he that is good for making excuse is Solomon good and Salad good for anything else. Me personally, I hate excuse. Excuse or a disease. When you think about that, excuse. How many of you all got up this morning knowing that you was going to do something, but next thing you know, you make an excuse for not doing it. You make an excuse for not saying it. 2021 should not be excuses. You should eliminate all excuses. Some common things that Christians might have excuses for is praying. Oh, girl, it's too early for me to get up and get on the prayer line. That's an excuse. Because if God woke you up 2, 3, and 4 in the morning and you had not taken medication, but once he wake you up and you are time enough for prayer or to pray at home, not just on the prayer line, pray at home, you got an excuse. Sharing your faith, you got an excuse, whether on your job, whether at home on the telephone. Reading scripture, you got an excuse. Oh, I got to go do this. I got to go do that. Oh, I went to bed. I fell asleep. Excuse, excuse, excuse. You know, the American people's lives are made up of excuses. You blame others for the sin you're doing instead of taking full responsibility. That's an excuse. Not going to church. We know right now a lot of churches are closed. But when the church was open, how many excuses you had? Oh, they start too early. They stay too late. I don't like what they're doing there. And I don't like excuse, excuse, excuse. Well, I'm going to start taking it to the Word of God on all these excuses. Never make excuses for not accepting Christ. You'll find in Luke chapter 14, 15 to 20 telling you, here there's a man sitting at the table with Jesus, exclaimed, what a blessing it would be to attend a banquet in the kingdom of God. Jesus replied with this story. A man prepared a great feast and sent out many invitations. When the banquet was ready, he sent his servant to tell the guests, come, the banquet is ready. But they all began making excuses. One said, I just bought a field and must inspect it. That was the excuse. Please excuse me. Another one said, I have just bought 5 pair of oxen, and I want to try them out. Please excuse me. That was another excuse. Another one said, I now have a wife, so I can't come to the banquet. That was another excuse. Now, you will find these in your Bible if you have not tore your pages out. We're talking about start eliminating all these excuses that you give. Here come the blame game with Adam and Eve. In Genesis 3, 11 through 13, the Lord said, who told you you were naked? The Lord God asked, have you eaten from the tree whose fruit I command you not to eat? The man replied, it was the woman you gave me who gave me the fruit, and I ate it. That was the biggest excuse he could have did. God had already told the man not to eat from that fruit. Then the Lord God asked the woman, what have you done? What did she do? Hear her excuse. The serpent deceived me, she replied. That's why I ate. That was the second excuse. Concerning the fruit in the garden of the tree. And man and woman have been given excuses through the ages on your sin. Excuse, excuse, excuse. Over in Romans 14 and 23, make an excuse when the Holy Spirit convict you of sin. God then convicted you. Why don't you go to God? Ask him to forgive you, mean it, and turn from your wicked way. How many men and women of God right now standing behind a pulpit, a podium, coming online, on Zoom, on Facebook, lying through their teeth to the people that's listening? Stop making excuses. If you committed a sin, go to God. You know you shouldn't have touched that woman. You know you shouldn't have touched that man. You making excuses. You know you shouldn't have told your children that lie that you know was a lie. When you cover up one excuse, you telling some more to cover up them you done told. That's defending what you done say that you know was wrong. You trying to justify what you did that was not right. When you think about all these excuses, over in Psalm 141 and 4 say, incline not my heart to evil words, to make excuses in sin, with men that work iniquity, and I will not communicate with the choices of them. Proverbs talking about somebody that's lazy, over in Proverbs 22 and 13. The lazy person claims there is a lion out there. If I go outside, I might be killed. How many people you know need a job, want a job, but they lazy? They making all kind of excuse. I overslept. I didn't fill out the resume. I don't have a computer. I don't have a car. I missed the bus. I'm giving you thanks for excuse. My first person this morning to minister to and tell him and share him to him about the topic I was talking about today was my AT&T repairman. He come in and he started talking, and the Lord said, this your first person you can start ministering to about the not only about the word of God, about excuses. So I just started asking him different questions this morning. Asking first off, was he married? He told me no. He said, I've been saying I made a resolution. He started it out. He said, I made a resolution that I was going to eat healthy this year. And I looked at him. I said, okay, what's preventing you from eating healthy? He said, well, I say, there's your first excuse already for the day. I said, when you pass in your truck going up and down the road, you see all these advertisements on bad food choices. But you just told me out of your own mouth that you wanted to eat better. I say, so that means you got to start cooking at home. Or you have to prepare your meal and take things that you can have in your truck. You say, if y'all don't get all the hours, a 40-hour work week no more. So that means you don't take your lunch break. You continue on working and eat what you got at home. So are you fixing healthy meals at home? Or are you still giving yourself an excuse? So he was the first person I could share this broadcast with this morning. On he was justifying what he was doing. He was defending what he was doing. So I showed him how he could relieve himself of that and release it. I said, well, how about I start giving him different scenarios on excuses? And he said, well, you know what? I had not thought of it like that. I said, you may not think about me right now. I said, but as you drive your truck today, you're going to say, you know that little old lady, the first customer I had this morning told me about excuses. I've been saying I was going to read a book, and I've been wanting to do it for 6 months. The book sitting right at home, but I never picked the book up. I've been using all kind of excuses. And everything that God brought to my mind to share with him, he had to shake his head. You know, you have to read between the lines with people. The excuse you're making is using, is making the real reason why you can't accomplish something in your life. For some, it's a fear of failure. For others, it's a self-esteem issue. For others, still, it's a fear of success or having something to lose. If you are unsure of what the excuses are coming from, simply ask yourself, if you were to succeed and accomplish what you want, what's the worst thing that could happen? Today, list every worst-case scenario that you have that you'll likely recognize as an excuse. Think about it. I'm going to give you 7 ways that you can eliminate your excuse. Stop ending your statement of something you want to do with a B-U-T, but. This is a little trick. I use that word every time instead of saying, I would like to, but. Cut yourself off and say, I really like to. This triggers your mind to focus on the plans you need to make and to reach your goal instead of the roadblock currently in your way. The third thing, avoid other excuses. One of the biggest things I noticed once I began stepping out of my comfort zone was the number of people in my life who were also making excuses. So many excuses, in fact, that looking back on our conversation today, we was always complaining and excusing. Imagine if we instead put all that time into doing what we had excused ourselves on. Like you, those you spend time with might not realize that making excuse. Trust me, you can point it out all you want. It's a realization everyone have come to on their own before they can change. Jumpstart a new conversation by the one who changed the tune. If you eliminate your excuses, you will likely encourage those you care about to do the same. Trick yourself. Depend on your goals. Sometimes just thinking about them is overwhelming. This is especially the case with enormous goals, and such as succeeding in a challenging career or building a business from the ground up. How many of you all say you wanted a business, your own business? You want to work for yourself. You want to be your own entrepreneur. What's holding you back? You coming up all kind of excuses. I don't have the money. I don't have a grant. I don't have the building. I don't have this. I don't have that. Start. God have already started. Don't you know? To start your business or whatever God have given you, don't you know it's right in your home right now? Start looking around your home. Start using what you have. When I said I wanted the platform to come on, I've been doing Blog Talk 14 years, going on 15. And it took an idea someone else gave me. While I was talking, I didn't realize it. You don't have to have a podium at a building. You can start right from your home. You got a computer. Start doing Blog Talk. Stop making excuses. Somebody will hear you. Don't worry about how many people come on, how many had an excuse. Well, I didn't get it in time, or I didn't know about it. Stop making excuses. If you're to write a book, start writing your book. If you want to go on TV, start right in your own home. They're giving us all kind of digital marketing and everything to market your own self. I was looking at a young lady on yesterday. Her father passed when she was 12 years old right here in my city and didn't know it till I saw it yesterday. She always wanted to be a designer. And after her father passed, she started noticing things he would jot down. So what she did, she went on the computer, and she started looking at YouTube on different things people was doing. She started drawing the design. Here she's now a big-time designer right here from the town that I live in right now. By just starting off, taking what her daddy didn't finish on what he was doing it, and turned it around for what she wanted, she started looking at things every day from her computer and started sketching things that she had in her head. Her mother bought her a sewing machine. She started designing things that she wanted to do. I started designing things the way I wanted them done, from my perspective. God gave you an idea. Take it. Run with it. Work with it. Stop giving excuses. When somebody give you a little tidbit, write that down. Wait a minute. This can go into what the Lord was showing me. Let me write this down. Avoid other excuses. One of the big things I noticed once I began stepping out of my comfort zone was the number of people in my life who were also making excuses. Eliminate your excuses by creating the mother of all to-do lists as it relates to the specific goal God has given you. Break it down into little bitty bits and pieces. Only one work on one tiny step at a time. You ain't got to try to reach for a big old thing. Start by just working on just something small. Use your excuses as a signal. Once you recognize your excuse for what they are, you can begin using them to your advantage. Consider your excuse a signal to a deeper underlying problem. It's a great way to familiarize yourself with what makes you tick. Each time you find yourself making an excuse, look into it further. Find the true cause and work toward moving it past it. The more you practice this, the less you will hold yourself back from your full potential. How do you eliminate your excuses? Well, get things done faster and better. Stop sitting down feeling sorry for yourself. Stop wanting to throw in the towel every day because this didn't pan out. Say, well, okay, God, I tried that. With me, I have more than one plan, plan A, B, C, D, and E. If plan one failed, okay, go to your next plan. And when you think about that, some of y'all say, someday I will live a healthier life. Well, today is the day. Start living a healthier life. Don't eat all that cake, all that cookies, all those potato chips, drinking all those beverages that you don't need. You're using an excuse. Put it aside. You say, someday I'm going to find a job that I enjoy. Well, today is the day. You know what God has told you to do? Start preparing yourself today. Stop giving yourself an excuse why you didn't do it, why you didn't go check out something when someone told you something. Let me check it out. Oh, I'll try it next week. Wake broke the bridge down. You say, someday I will make more money. God has showed you how you can make more money, but are you trying it? Or are you waiting for Bobo Sam Sausage Head to come and pull it up out the hat for you? You know, excuses are the number one killer to any and all success. Think about it. Even when you go to the scripture, and I'm going to go back to some scriptures to you, so I can make it plainer to you. When we procrastinate, we are making excuses. Proverbs 6 and 4 say, do not put it off. Do it now. Do not resist until you do. You know, there is never an excuse for being rebellious toward God's word, which will bring you to hell. Over in 1 John 1 and 6 it say, so we are lying if we say we have fellowship with God, but go on living in spiritual darkness. We are not practicing the truth. Think about these scriptures I'm giving you on excuses. 1 Peter 2 and 16 say, for you are free, yet you are God's slave. So don't use your freedom as an excuse to do evil. John 15 and 22 say, they would not be guilty if they had not come and spoken to them. But now they have no excuse for their sin. You've seen it every day. Over in Malachi 2 and 17 it say, you have wearied the Lord with your words. How have we wearied him, you ask? You have wearied him by saying that all who do evil are good in the Lord's sight, and he is pleased with them. You have wearied him by asking, where is the God of justice? We're talking about eliminating all excuses for 2021. If you sit down and just write down all the excuses you give yourself in the course of a day and tally up, if I wouldn't have did that, I'd have been much further. If I wouldn't have been listening to this man of God and that woman of God that's telling me this and telling me that and still lying through their teeth, knowing they're doing all this evil stuff, trying to keep it here, giving excuses. 1 John 3:8 through 10 says, whosoever make a practice of sinning is of the devil. But the devil has been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. No one born of God make a practice of sinning, for God's seed abide in him. And he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. By this it is evident who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Whosoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother. There is no excuse for believing there is no God. You find so many people say there is no God. Well, if there is no God, how did you get here? How did you wake up this morning? It wasn't the clock. It may have went off. Think of how many is going on into the judgment that never heard the clock because God said their time was up. Romans 1:20 say, for ever since the world was created, people have seen the earth and sky. Though everything God made, they can clearly see his invisible quality, his eternal power, and divine nature. So they have no excuse for not knowing God. My. We're talking about eliminating all excuses for 2021. You know, as I was reading this word, you find out a lot of things in the Word of God. Matthew 5:32 is saying, you find out something you don't like about your spouse, so you give reason for getting a divorce. How many of you all have did that, that have been married in computer land? But Matthew 5:32 says, but I say to you that everyone who divorces his wife, except on the grounds of sexual immorality, make her commit adultery. And whosoever married a divorced woman commit adultery. When I read that, oh my. Reason for getting, God give you the reason for getting a divorce. Not just because you don't like because he work ain't working, or just because you like he don't have the best job of making all the money. Bobo Sam sausage head down the street making. That's not the reason for divorce. Sexual immorality make her commit adultery or make him commit adultery. Oh, my. That opened my eyes to a brand new light on why people are making excuses concerning that. Some people make excuses for doing God's will over in Exodus 4:20-14. But Moses pleaded with the Lord, oh, Lord, I'm not very good with words. I never have been, and I'm not now. Even though you have spoken to me, I get tongue-tied, and my words get tangled. Then the Lord asked Moses, who make a person's mouth? Who decide whether people speak or do not speak? Hear or do not hear? See or do not see? Is it not I, the Lord? Now go, I will be with you as you speak, and I will instruct you in what to say. But Moses again pleaded, Lord, please send anyone else. Then the Lord became angry with Moses. All right, he said, what about your brother Aaron, the Levite? I know he speaks well. And look, he is on his way to meet you now. He will be delighted to see you. How many God have sent and ready your land just because you have a stammer, a lisp tongue, or because you got a withered hand, or you have one leg is shorter than the other, one hand bigger than the other, you feel God can't use you? Stop making excuses today. If God calls you, he's going to equip you with everything you need. All you have to do is answer the call. Stop eliminating all those excuses. I look at people every day. I hear people every day. By telephone, by computer, in person, that gives so many explanations, excuses on why they can't do what God have called them to do. 2021, eliminate all those excuses. I read over in Exodus, the 3rd chapter, 10 and the 13th verse. It says, now go, for I am sending you to Pharaoh. You must lead my people, Israel, out of Egypt. But Moses protests to God, who am I to appear before Pharaoh? Who am I to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt? God answered, I will be with you. And this is your sign that I am the one who have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God at this very mountain. But Moses protested, if I go to the people of Israel and tell them the God of your ancestors has sent me to you, they will ask me, what is his name? Then what should I tell them? Think about that. What would you say? You're going to say what God told you to say. To you, it may sound simple, may sound strange, crazy, but do what God told you to do. Don't worry about what the people going to say. Worry about what God going to say. Worry about your blessing that you and your opportunity that you just missed, going with what somebody else said. You know my little cliche is Bobo Sam Sausage Head. You listen to everything Bobo Sam Sausage Head to give an excuse. But what did God say? What did God tell you to do? Did God tell you something different? No, he told you the truth. He told you. He showed you month after month, year after month. Somebody that you had faith in, somebody you had trust in. God been showing you their true color, but you didn't want to believe it. You came up all kind of excuses for that person. But when the rubber met the road and you seen for yourself, God had to uncover a whole lot of stuff to see that he was turning that person to a reprobated mind. What can you say then? He had to take you through all kind of changes to see what he'd been showing you from day one. But you didn't want to believe what God said. You believe Sally Mae, Jody, Billy, Mary Ann, and God had already showed you. Stop eliminating excuses in 2021. You know, in Proverbs 6 and 30, excuse might be found for a thief who steal because he is starving. Anybody stealing right now don't have a reason to steal. God has provided food upon this land in every city. You don't have to steal. You can even ask your neighbor. They'd be glad to give you some food. If they know you hungry, they don't want you to steal. They don't want you to go to prison, go to jail. You know, I want to share with you today some tips that have helped me to overcome my excuses and things that I believe will help you to overcome your excuses as well. Acknowledge your fear and excuse. Acknowledge it. First thing you need to do is to overcome any challenge in life is to accept the fact that there's a challenge to overcome. The more you live in denial, the harder it is going to be for you to actually make any progress. Write down your goals you want to accomplish. What are some of the goals that you have for yourself but are allowing your fear to stop you from achieving? Write down some of the things that you want to achieve, because not only will there be right there staring you in the face, but you will also be more motivated to overcome any negative emotion you might be experiencing toward these goals. Number three, understand that everybody fails. Part of what have helped me the most has to take a deep dive into the lives of some of the successful individuals that I admire the most. When I look at their lives and wonder how they got to where they are, I am almost always reminded of the struggle and failures that they first endure. Nobody who has achieved any amount of success have gotten to where they are without first enduring failure. Instead of coming up with excuses for why they can't do something, they jumped in head first and are willing to endure failure. Those who are successful have found success only because of their will to take a chance on themselves and because of their tendency to get up when everyone is willing to stay down. The next one, stay active on your goals. Now that you have insight on how to manage your fear, it's time to quit making excuses and take action. Take action is the number one thing that you can do for yourself. Oftentimes, our fears and excuses lie inside of our thoughts, and it isn't until we actually take action that we realize what are truly capable of achieving. Finally, there's always going to be an excuse for why you can't do things in your life. But just remember that excuses aren't going to get you where you are or where you want to be. You have to be stronger than your greatest excuse. Excuse stops you from achieving your goals. They stop you from reaching your full potential. And they stop you from living the life you are meant to be living. But only if you allow them to believe in all that you are capable of achieving. And never let an excuse stop you from living the life you deserve to live. Today, I have on excuses. And coming to my closing today, there is never excuse for being rebellious toward God's word, which will bring you to hell. 1 John 1:6, quote, we are lying if we say we have fellowship with God, but go on living in spiritual darkness. When you think about it, no one born of God make a practice of sinning. But God sees abide in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he had been born of God. By this is evidence who are the children of God, who are the children of the devil. Whosoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does love it. So today, think about it. Are you making excuses in 2021 already? Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps. Hallelujah. Second Timothy 1:17 say, for God give us a spirit not of fear, but of power and love and self-control. Life is not certainly. Don't put it off. Accept Christ today. These are my final words for you today. Make sure you know where you're going. It's either heaven or hell. So why? You do not even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life today? Stop making excuses. So today, I thank and hope and pray that you got out something I said today on eliminating all excuses for 2021, whether in your spiritual life, whether in your natural life, physically, mentally. Stop making excuses. You know you need to go to the doctor? Stop making excuses. Go on to the doctor. You know your children need some guardian? No matter if they think it's hurt them, in the long run, it's going to help them. Stop making excuses. So today, start eliminating all excuses for 2021. Gracious Father, we come today thanking you for this program. Thank you for everyone that tuned into this program and will continue listening to it through the archives. I give you praise this morning. I give you the glory this morning because it's not about Satan. It's all about you. So I thank you for this broadcast. I don't want to make no excuses this year, Lord. You have moved me from excuses for 2021. I have stepped out of the boat and stepped on the water. I will walk the water this year. So I give you the praise and I give you the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, and thank God. Thank you all for coming, and stay tuned because you will have another exciting topic for next week. I will put it on later today, so check for your next topic for next week. So this year, stop making excuses on what God has already called you to do. It starts with you, right in your own home. So until next week, be blessed. Love each and every one of you all. Bye-bye.